Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aaron, and I'll be your operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Eldorado Gold Corporation second quarter results conference call. At this time, all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After our speakers' remarks, we will have a question and answer session, and if you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Paul Wright. Mr. Wright, you may begin your call.
Well, thank you, operator, and good morning, and thank you all for joining us. And welcome to our second quarter financial and operating results call. In Vancouver this morning, we have Norm Pitcher, President, Fabiana Chubbs, Chief Financial Officer, and Paul Skayman, Chief Operating Officer. And of course, Krista Muir, our Vice President of Investor Relations. As always, we have provided detailed financial and operational information in yesterday's press release. And before I begin, I need to remind you that any projections and objectives included in our discussion today are likely to involve risks which are detailed in our 2015 AIF and in the forward-looking statement disclaimer at the end of yesterday's news release. We will follow our usual format with myself providing some general comments on the company's business and our results and release. Norm will then provide operational detail followed by a brief walk through the financial statements led by Fabi, and then we'll open up for questions. First of all, I'd like to thank all of our teams in the regions and in Vancouver for their continued efforts and dedication that have resulted in yet another solid quarter for the company. With gold production of 181,160 ounces and all-in sustaining costs of $900 an ounce, this performance results in a guidance update for the full year of 2015, with now a total production target of 690,000 ounces with all-in sustaining costs of $925 per ounce. Year-end projections for sustaining capital have been adjusted downward somewhat from the original guidance of $165 million to decrease spend by about 33% to approximately $110 million. In addition, there will be a modest reduction in new project development going to approximately $300 million from the original budget of $345 million. Despite ongoing capital spend on our growth projects, our balance sheet remains very strong with total liquidity of approximately $825 million. In the quarter, we completed and released positive feasibility studies for TZ and Certej. In completing these studies, opportunities were recognized for improvement, and our teams are working to realize these opportunities. Before handing over to Norm, I'll just make a couple of brief comments on the Skouries development. As you are aware, actions taken by a ministry of the Greek government have impeded our progress somewhat at Skouries, specifically the revoking of a tree-cutting license and the suspension of a building approval. These actions have delayed the estimated completion time of Skouries from late 2016 into early 2017. Despite this impediment, we had a busy quarter on site, as described in the news release. We expect favorable decisions from the Greek Council of State in regards to these challenges in this quarter, and that the results of these decisions will remove the temporary obstacles, allowing the company to increase its manpower on site and work aggressively to complete the construction of Skouries. Also at this time, we are finalizing the detailed design of our tailings dam construction, and with this completed and a positive decision in hand from the courts, we will be able to provide a more definitive schedule for the completion of construction of Skouries. With that, I'll hand over to Norm and Fabi.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Let's start with the operations. With half a year now under our belt, all the operations are performing well, both in terms of ounces produced and cash costs. Q2 was a very good quarter, and I'd also like to thank our operating teams around the world for that performance. With that said, I'll be quite brief this morning and just provide some quick comments on the operations where appropriate. Starting with Kışladağ, in Q2 we placed about 4.9 million tons of ore on the leach pad, of which approximately 1.4 million tons of that was run-of-mine material. This accounts for the lower recovery compared to Q2 2014 when we did not place any run-of-mine material on the pad. There's no recovery issues, it's just that we put expected lower recovery run-of-mine material on the pad in this quarter. At Efemçukuru, had a good quarter, grade was up, and we made up for a slower start that was largely weather-related in Q1, and now we're tracking the budget quite well. At Tanjishan, as reported, gold sales were lower due to June production not being shipped at month end. We actually had a big rainstorm in the area right at the end of the month, and the shipment went out, unfortunately, on July 1st instead of June 30th. Really, besides that, no other comments on the rest of the operations, but certainly happy to answer questions during the Q&A. On the development side, during the quarter, we released an update on Olympias Phase 2, which sees us spending around $45 million in 2015 and 2016 to upgrade the existing plant to process 385,000 tons of ore per year and produce about 60,000 ounces of gold plus silver, lead, and zinc at cash costs in the low 300s net of byproduct credits. At Skouries, lots of earthworks ongoing. Process equipment is being delivered. We began installing flotation tanks. Stripping of the open pit is now complete, and we began the stream diversion channel and topsoil removal in the main starter dam of the tailings management facility. At Eastern Dragon, we received the PPA during the quarter, which is a big milestone for us, and have recommenced work on site, finishing electrical works in the plant and the transformer station, constructing maintenance workshops for the plant and mine vehicles, and starting on foundations for the warehouse. Our remaining permitting consists of converting the EL to ML and then the forestry permits. For the ML, we need to redo an environmental report, which should be done by mid-August, and the ML application submitted in early September. We're also in the process of looking at alternate lining configurations that would allow us to lay liner during the colder months. On exploration, we drilled about 9,000 meters during the quarter at our exploration projects in China, Greece, Romania, and Brazil, including underground drilling at the QLT deep structure at Tanjishan, underground drilling at Sertoni, and surface drilling in Romania and Brazil. We will look to provide an exploration update later in the year. With that, I'll turn it over to Fabi.
Thank you, Norm, and good morning, everyone. I will go through the financial statements highlighting changes in significant accounts. On the balance sheet, we ended the quarter with cash and cash equivalent and term deposit balance of $450 million compared to $501 million at the end of 2014. The change in cash balance is mainly the result of cash generation from operations, net of use of cash for dividend payments and capital program. During the quarter, we completed a feasibility study of the Certej project. Based on the feasibility study's technical assumption, we assessed the recoverable amount of property, plant, and equipment for Certej. As a result, an impairment loss of $255 million was recorded against property, plant, and equipment. A deferred tax recovery of $41 million was also recorded related to the impairment. These charges were reflected in income tax expense on the income statement. Moving on to the income statement, we reported loss attributable to shareholders of the company of $198 million, or 28 cents per share for the quarter, compared to a net profit of $37 million, or 5 cents per share in the second quarter of 2014. Excluding the impairment adjustment, we reported adjusted net earnings for the quarter of $17 million, or 2 cents per share, compared to $36 million or 5 cents per share in the second quarter of 2014. I want to bring to your attention that on July 16, 2015, the government of Greece enacted legislation increasing the corporate income tax rate from 26% to 29%, effective for fiscal year 2015. And they are, under IFRS, we are required to adjust our deferred tax liability related to our Greek assets, which will result in a one-time tax adjustment of approximately $65 million or 9 cents per share in the third quarter of 2015. On the statement of cash flows during the quarter, we generated cash flow from operating activities before changes in no working capital of $62 million compared to $92 million in the second quarter of 2014. The main uses of cash relate to our capital program, $91 million, and loan repayments. Those are my comments on the financial statements. I will turn the call back to Paul.
Well, thanks, Fabi. Thanks, Norm. Operator, we'll open up for questions now, please.
Certainly. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes to the line of Cosmos Chiu from CIBC. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thanks, Paul, Norm, Fabi, Paul, and Krista for hosting the call. a few questions here. Maybe first off on the lower CapEx budget, in terms of sustaining CapEx, you know, the lower